Well, Fremantle have been whispered to be with almost every single trade that's going on in the AFL. They got their man yesterday, they got their man the day before, and they'll be hoping to get a few more as well. And list manager Brad Lloyd joins us on the program now. Good morning to you, Brad.
Good morning. Thanks, Adam. Thanks, Ryan.
Thanks for joining us on the program, mate. I understand it's a very busy time at the moment, and Fremantle have been actively involved. Let's start with Cam McCarthy. It must be great to get into the club where you were hoping to have him a year ago.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, probably a longer process than we would have liked. But, yeah, look, in the fairness to GWS, he was contracted last year, and, it didn't eventuate. But, we've kept in close contact with him throughout this year, and, he's been going really well. He's been doing some training with Todd Curley at South Fremantle and had a personal trainer, and he's kept up his work and done a bit of work and employment at Emmanuel College. And he's had a really good year, and he's really excited to come in and join the club. Yeah, fair bit of relief, I think, that he's now settled and be able to get back into a professional program.
The word that you use there, relief, it was interesting listening to him on Trade Radio, and We've heard about his battles and we understand that, but it's probably not until you hear the kid speak that you understand how much pressure he and his family have been on it and what this actually means to him, even the way he was able to tell the exact date that Fremantle played their first game. He's been a supporter his whole time, and you could genuinely hear that all he wanted to do was be back home with his family and playing for the club that he supported.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I've spent a lot of time with him, some other members of the club, and really good person, and real football nut, loves the footy, loves the waffle footy, and loves the AFL, and just right into it. So it would have been really hard for him having the year out, but he'd be just so excited that it's all now behind him, and he can get back into it.
Are you confident that he'll be able to handle the pressure of being the number one forward at Fremantle this season?
The way forward lines go these days, like, he's the great thing about Cam, he can go deep. You'll find him pushing up the ground a fair bit, so he's more like a centre half forward, but that can really roam because he's got a good running capacity. So look, we feel he's in the side, but we've got Michael Apness and Shane Yaron's coming on, and you've still got all your Walters and Ballantyne and all the other guys that have been there before. So look, he's part of the group there. So look, there's no expectation for him to come in and not just play his role.
Brad, one of the issues, I suppose, for the WA clubs, both yourself and the Eagles, is maintaining people from the east, or actually attracting them here. Has it been a focus on your part as a club to be probably targeting local products? And I'm talking of Kirsten and Hamling, and you've got Brad Hill, Jonathan Marsh is the name that's been mentioned, all local kids.
Yeah, for sure. Retention's been fine. Like, we've hardly lost any players over the journey. We had Dylan Roberton come back to Melbourne, and Viv Michie, but they were more through opportunity than anything else, and Dylan had some personal things he had to come back to, which we supported, so we haven't, retention's been fine, but attraction, there's no doubt that when you're talking to a young Victorian boy and he's got the options of staying in Victoria or come to WA, well, you've got that up against you, so we've got a pretty clear list management plan that we've worked on, and that was about sort of rejuvenating the list, and you'll see that the players we are targeting, Bradley Hill's 23, Cam McCarthy's 21, so they're young, so we're going to get long careers out of them, but they're also WA boys. Just thinking about yesterday, it was so much easier with Cam McCarthy. Like, when I called him, he's sitting at home, we have 5 minutes from the new Coburn's facility waiting for the call for the trade to come through, and then and Bradley Hill, he's sitting over there as well, not far from the club. I think he's at Stephen's house. So it certainly makes it a lot easier. That just makes sense. Ross spoke to me about the tyranny of distance can become an issue for getting players to come across. It makes sense. But we'll still look at other options, and there's plenty of players that are prepared to move state. But in terms of our core strategy, the local factor does play a role.
Fremantle list manager Brad Lloyd joining us on the program this morning. Brad, Joel Hamling is a very interesting one. It's believed that discussion started mid-year, and that was when he was out of the side, and he was very keen to come back home and be part of the Fremantle Dockers. But since winning that premiership, he's got that bond there now. He's in history. But speaking of Andrew McDougall, we've also heard Colin Young, and then just a couple of other things. It sounds as though he is leaning to coming back, especially with that good relationship he has with Shane Kirsten. I believe they're best mates.
Yeah, they are best mates. Yeah, they seem to be together all the time, whether it's down in Geelong or up in Melbourne. But yeah, look, I think he always has had an interest in coming back to Western Australia. But yeah, look, he had a great finish, or a bit of a scratchy patch through the middle of the year. Played a lot of AFL footy and then got back into the side with a few injuries and had a great finish to the year, the last sort of 7 or 8 games. So yeah, look, there's no doubt. I think everyone respects that. That would be a challenge that he's just come off playing, you know, in a premiership. So it makes his decision a little bit more cloudy. So we sort of respect him. The celebrations for the flag, he's been able to do that, and now he's sort of coming down to the stage to make a decision on what he wants to do with his footy, where he wants to play and where he wants to live and all that sort of thing. So yeah, we'll just let him work through that.
The Brad Hill one was, obviously a very positive one. He seemed very focused when he was chatting on the news yesterday about, you know, the work ethic and things of that nature. What's he going to add to the club?
I know he's a phenomenal trainer. I've seen the way, probably right back from when he was coming through the draft with his running capacity. So he'll really add straight away with his training ethic. And we just feel... bringing him into the side, he's got elite run, really high skill level, and can really really add to our starting 22. So he's obviously got premiership experience, been part of a great club and a really good team, great team. So he'll add straight away. He's a bubbly person. He wanted to get back to WA and play with Steve, and so we're really excited about that. So we think he adds a lot.
Now, we know that Fremantle just have been very active at the moment. I think it's exciting times if you're a Fremantle supporter, especially if Hamling and Kirsten do come as well. Nat Fyfe, we know he's off the record. He's been said that, he'll be a Fremantle Dock of 2017. But how many clubs have actually asked you and inquired about him, even though it has been said that he's not available?
Oh, I haven't had any club ask about Nat Fyfe. I've got a great... relationship with his manager Jason Dover, and we talk all the time. But no, I haven't had any club come to me and ask directly about Nat. But I'm sure as well you've got nearly the best player in the competition, or one of the best. So got no doubt that every single club would have him on their list. So but no, we haven't had any discussion with any club or even asked me about him.
Brad, Zach Clark, his name's been bandied around, maybe going to the Eagles and all that sort of stuff. What's the situation with him and Fremantle's attitude towards it?
We'd like Zach to continue on with us. So, we're working through some contract discussions with Zach and his management at the moment. So, I'd expect for Zach to be playing for the club next year. Yeah, there's a wonderful opportunity for Zach, really, with... Aaron Sandilands, a superstar ruckman that's he's into his 30s now, and John Griffin's in the same boat. They can't play forever. We'd like them to, but can't play forever. So Zach gets that opportunity to come through and really grab that number one rock spot over the coming years. So we see him playing for Fremantle next year. So just working through some contract discussions at the moment.
The other one that sounds like he'll still be at Fremantle is Hayden Ballantyne, built up quite heavily by the media that he wanted out, and West Coast seemed to be playing a big card, but it looks as though everything has settled down there. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, I'd agree with that. A lot of speculation earlier that, there's some talk of Hayden looking at his options, but, we haven't had anyone come to us and try and do a trade for Hayden, and, we'd like to see him at the club next year, and he's been a great player for us, and still got plenty of good footy left in him, so I'd expect him to be playing for us next year.
Now, can you give us a heads up on a similar Sam Mitchell type deal that's going to happen at Fremantle? got something for us?
Oh, I've been trying to rack my brain to try and manufacture something, but we're probably going to sort of shift our age profile a little bit, but he's a wonderful player, isn't he? Absolute champion. So I was, knocked me over with a feather when I heard the interview, like Sam did. So he's a great person to have around a footy club. So it's hard to believe, but hope it all works out well for everyone.
Brad, we know that list managers, this is the busiest time of the year, but I think you could be the busiest man going around at the moment. You've done a great job so far securing those two. There's a few more names to chuck down there to make sure that Fremantle can climb that ladder next year. Enjoy the next week, mate, and then you'll need a bit of a rest, but we really appreciate you joining us on the program.
Yeah, great. Thanks for having me on.